So I suppose this is supplemental. Maybe first he says this and later he says that. And why would he say that? And I think it's because the way he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And he died. You understand, crucifixion, people die slowly and agonizingly, sometimes hanging there for days. And in Mark, they're quite astonished how quickly he dies. Because he laid his life down. He'd accomplished all the suffering he needed to accomplish. People always have to make out that Christ suffered more than anyone else ever. And that was the worst thing that had ever happened to anyone. I'll tell you what, though. The temptation was never greater, considering it was voluntary. What man would volunteer for that? To go through that? To suffer through the temptation of being, say, come down from the cross? And you can. When he had accomplished everything, he gave up the ghost. He died voluntarily. And he saw that, the centurion. He said, wow, surely that was a righteous man. Did you see what he just did? Father, to your hands I commend my spirit. And then he dies. Surely this was a righteous man. Surely this is the Son of God. Depending on who heard him when. You know, banging their fists against their chests. And all his acquaintance, you know, people saw, and a lot of people probably early on when this is all being determined, you know, not really realizing what's going on. And then by the time, you know, he's being crucified, it's already well into the day. You know, 6 hours is about noon, but he's already up on the cross by noon. You know, the first 6 hours, the trial early in the morning, you know, scourging, all this going on, and people just becoming aware of it, but it's already too late. But the main thing is Christ let it happen. He laid his life down, a ransom for many. He offered himself. Verse 50, and behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also waited for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen. We have that linen still. And laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And they find bits of that kind of limestone or whatever kind of, I forget, granite, whatever. That rock, samples of it have been found on the linen. Trace samples of it. And he laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone where never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on, and the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after, and beheld the sepulchre, and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. So he's buried. They buried him quickly, because it was a day of preparation. The feast is on the next day. It's a Sabbath day. And therefore, they have to get him in the grave. And as I said, we know now from the evidence of the physical evidence that Joseph not only obtained the body of Jesus, but he obtained everything that had, just about everything that had his blood on, except probably the ground that was there, and buried everything that had his blood on it with him. The crown of thorns is on the shroud. And there were all kinds of flowers laid around his body as well. And different objects, hammer. The hammer that they hammered the nails in. I mean, this man was rich. You know, if he goes to a soldier, I'll give you, you know, $50 for that hammer. Sure, it only cost me 10. You know, those dice. I want those dice. I want this. I want, you know, everything he wanted to buy. I'm just saying that because it's on the cloth. And the funny thing is, the objects as they are seen on the cloth are accurate to ones that have been found archaeologically. The hammers are like the hammers they use. The nails are just like the ones they would have used. So it's amazing. Look at the website shroud.com. There's a section on that website called Scientific Papers. There's got to be over 100 papers there. I've read them all. Why don't you go read them all? If you know so much about everything. Go read, and then look at it. See what the real men of science who have looked at that have found. And there are so many papers. It's like there are always skeptical organizations that just put out one side of the story. Never mind that there are many legitimate and respected agnostic scientists who've done work on it, determining, yes, there's blood, and, you know, they won't say the things you can't say scientifically. But they're also not going to say something ridiculous like it's a painting or some other nonsense like that. It's not a painting. It is a legitimate first century cloth. And it is, I'll tell you what, it may not be scientifically provable, but it's the body of Jesus Christ. Like I said, you look at it, the evidence is not scientifically conclusive. But as a man, I find it compelling. As a man, it is suggestive.